Like to read from John's Gospel, chapter 10, John 10 and verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Just want to draw attention to this verse of scripture that, well, I felt today we've very much spoken of a shepherd that was prepared to die. And especially at this time of year, Easter time, when many are remembering the giving of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Shepherds, especially in the eastern countries, they tend to lead their flock rather than go behind them. They need to look out for areas of green pasture. I'm sure that's how David could say in Psalm 23, He leadeth me beside still waters, green pastures. A good shepherd will take his sheep where there is plenty of food to eat, ensuring that they survive. We've sung of the shepherd that was prepared to die for the sake of the flock. That speaks of one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the good shepherd that we've read of tonight. It could be said of no one else. The verse here says, I am the good shepherd. The Lord Jesus was the one, the only one that could be called a good shepherd. Amongst many other titles, the Lord Jesus Christ has. We've also thought of the Lord Jesus as the Lamb of God, the one that takes away the sin of the world, the one that has taken your sin and mine. The Lord Jesus came into this world as a lowly babe, one that came into this scene from heaven's heights, prepared to come down to suffer. What a Saviour. What love the shepherd showed towards mankind. When we think of the shepherd prepared to leave the 99 and go and look for that one lost sheep. Are we not like that? We've all wandered away from the fold. As so often happens, the grass is always greener on the other side. It looks so enticing. And sheep and lambs get caught by going that wee bit too far. But as we know from the Gospels, the shepherd sought that one lost sheep. That could be you, could be me. But the Lord Jesus was prepared to go out and search until he found it. He could return with that sheep upon his shoulders, and rejoice with the neighbours that one lost sheep had been found, brought back to the fold. That's the sort of love that Jesus has shown each one of us. He laid down his life. That required for the Lord Jesus to be put upon a cross. Men thought that by crucifying the Lord Jesus, that his name would be forgotten. But in fact, it had the opposite effect. His name has gone out continually ever since, throughout this whole world. The name of Jesus, what power it has. We've been very much affected by the wonderful name of Jesus. Even today, in many days that we've spoken of his name together, what power it has. I'm sure we've all been in situations where we've cried out to the Lord Jesus to help us. And he has. He will never leave us or forsake us. What a Saviour. One that we can relate to. One that was prepared to come near to us, even when it cost such a great price. The Lord Jesus was prepared to pay that price, to suffer and to die there upon the tree. But today we know him as one that has risen. He's no longer in the grave. The grave which he was put into, that tomb, the stone was rolled over the mouth of the tomb. Men thought that that would mean that no one could take him away. That we see the power of God in it. That stone was rolled away, revealing an empty tomb. Showing to us that the Lord Jesus has overcome the power of death by dying there upon the tree. We know that when Mary went to the tomb to embalm the Lord, she found the stone rolled away. An empty tomb revealing linen cloths lying there, one at the head, one at the feet of where Jesus had lain, showing that the Lord Jesus had risen, broken the power of death. Surely we can relate to one like Jesus. One that was prepared to die. One that was prepared to take away the terrible power of death and sin. He paid that price. And we know that he's now seated at the right hand of the Father. One that we know is coming back. Are we ready? Are we waiting to see our Lord and Saviour, our Shepherd, our Friend? Put your trust in him, dear hearer. Believe on the finished work that he has done. We need to believe in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. May it be tonight before it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know when the Lord Jesus will return, but we know it will be soon. May we just grasp the fact that God doesn't want any sinners to go unforgiven. He has provided the perfect sacrifice, his only son. May we just acknowledge that fact and believe in him. May it be so, for his name's sake.
Amen.